The right track term is running in a pack. That's us, a band of runners hardly separated. One keeps exhaling humidly on my shoulders. Another's left forearm hits my right elbow on its backswing. A runner pulls up beside me, the way a freeway driver pulls even in the adjacent lane to take your pulse, and I assess his chances with a panicked glance. Not strictured yet, striding with more ease than I feel, biding his time, relaxed. Working up a freshly adrenalized surge, I gain a quarter step on him, but purchased with the last of my reserves. The early leader in a half-mile race rarely finishes first, but he wants to have had the experience of leading. That's part of it. And he's perennially hopeful that this time things will be different in the home stretch. I still feel that way entering Curve 3, that I might have heretofore undiscovered deposits of leg strength and cardiovascular capacity, not to mention will at my disposal, all this against the grain of my foreboding. It turns out that my foreboding makes sense. At the curve's apogee, I know I'll flag, and with that, the flagging happens. Three runners pass me, going strong. I'm needled by regret. Why don't I have a better strategy than running as fast as I can from start to finish? I've squandered my energy. I've incurred too large a deficit. But it isn't in me to plan. I just run, as my coach says, on unfocused emotion. These other runners, by the halfway mark, end of lap one, where we're lashed on by friends and exhorted by teammates, a small fire zone of screaming and technical advice, are just stretching out and finding a rhythm while I'm already in a battle with depletion. I drop to sixth, dragging with me a familiar sense of failure. Then, on the backstretch, the runner in seventh tries to pass me too. To anybody watching, we're in a pointless and even pathetic battle between losers, but for me, what's happening feels critical. Against good tactical judgment, it's a move that slows you, I indulge in another assessment of an opponent. Like me, long-haired, like me, in earnest, like me, goaded forward by, the word might be, convictions. In other words, this runner is approximately my doppelganger. Ask any track coach. The half mile is a race for unadulterated masochists. Neither a sprint nor a distance event, it has the worst qualities of both. It's not a glorious race either. A lot of people can name a sprinter or two, Carl Lewis, for example, or a famous miler like Roger Bannister, but can very many name even a single half-miler? No athletic romance attaches to the half-mile. It's not a legendary or even notable feat to beat other runners over 880 yards. At track meets, the half-mile contest is somehow lost between more compelling competitions, an event that unfolds while fans thumb their programs or use the bathroom. Into this gap of a race, this sideshow, step runners in search of a deeper agony than they can find elsewhere. They want to do battle with suffering itself. It's the trauma they want, the anguished ordeal. It's the approximately 2 minutes of self-mortification or private crucifixion. All half-milers have a similar love of pain. So this race is an intimation and an opening. In 2 minutes' time, you get a glimpse. I do, on the afternoon I'm telling about. There's a kind of synchronicity that can happen in a running race, and it happens now. We run in tandem, my near doppelganger and I. In running parlance, we match strides. I'm measuring him, as he, no doubt, is measuring me, all the while throwing ourselves forward into fresh pain so that there are two perceptions, pain and the close presence of another agonized half-miler. In parallel this way, and canceling each other out, we're neither of us ahead or behind for maybe 45 seconds. That's an unusually long time to run neck and neck in the 880. I'm oxygen deprived, so everything looks well lit and startling, and from this perspective I see what I probably wouldn't see otherwise. This guy, right here, running next to me, is a version of me. We both feel romantically that our running is transcendent. How do I know this? From running alongside him. I also have the benefit of hindsight.